didn't know how to drive, you'd say he hasn't ever bought a car. He has never.
Oui.
If someone didn't know how to drive, you'd say he had never.
Well, if they didn't know how to drive, and they didn't have no business being out there. One of the main things. That kind of people didn't. They had no business trying to do anything.
Uh-huh. Or say if talking about someone learning how to drive a car, you say that's the first time he's ever.
Ever drove a car.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's what they'd say. That's what I would. I know.
Years ago on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together and then do the. What would women do on Monday?
Oh, they didn't always gather up the clothes and get ready for washing. Maybe though a heap of times, most of people back way back yonder, the well, they have to go to a spring to do that,
mm-hmm.
And maybe the day'd get to all the water they had to have, and get up wood to boil them with in the pot outside there, and they'd Tuesday then go back and wash,
mm-hmm.
Wednesday then, one or the other, either my sister or mother, one would iron, put on clothes all the way. And then everybody, then put on each one clothes itself. Everybody knew where their own clothes was at, and they didn't have to be bother others about getting them whenever they need them.
Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you just send the clothes to a
laundry.
Did people used to talk about laundries back then? Would they ever say
have never
to
didn't know nothing about one.
Did you say have to do
didn't
laundry?
Know what a laundry was. I never until I was 25 years old.
Something you'd heat water to make hot tea in, you'd call a.
That is the kettle we always called it.
Uh-huh. Do you ever call the pot that you boil clothes in a kettle?
No. Them pots we boiled our clothes in, they just set out in the open back out in the backyard.
Mm-hmm. Say if there was a log across the road, you'd say we tied a chain to it and we did what?
Let me see. What was the question?
If there was a log across the road, you'd say we
We'd good granders get up there. Well, I didn't bring my axe. I've got to go back and get it. Cut that thing out.
Okay. So, or say if there was a branch across the road, say a tree limb had fallen down. There was a big limb across the road. You'd say it was too heavy to carry, so I just took hold of it and
drug it over a little bit out of the way where I could pass it.
Okay. And you might ask me if you'd seen that there was a tree limb in the road, you'd ask me, has someone already
pulled it out of the road?
Or someone already put it out?
Use
another word. Has someone already.
If it had done already pulled out, I wouldn't say anything about it. I just.
We're talking about dragging it out.
Yeah.
It's already been.
Been drug out.
Okay. And on some houses you have boards that lap over each other like this on the outside?
Yeah, on the top. They all do. They come over like.